Testing gravity with gravitational waves dollar times dollar electromagnetic probes cross correlations by Giulio Scelfo et al. In a general relativistic framework, gravitational waves, GW, and electromagnetic, M, waves are expected to respond in the same way to the effects of matter perturbations between the emitter and the observer. A different behavior might be a signature of alternative theories of gravity. In this work, we study the cross-correlation of resolved GW events from compact objects mergers detected by the Einstein telescope, either assuming or excluding the detection of an M counterpart, and M signals coming both from the intensity mapping of the neutral hydrogen distribution in resolved galaxies from the SCA Observatory, considering weak lensing, angular clustering in their cross-term, L times C, as observable probes. Cross-correlations of these effects are expected to provide promising information on the behavior of these two observables, hopefully shedding light on beyond GR signatures. We perform a Fisher matrix analysis with the aim of constraining the mu 0, eta 0, sigma o parameters, either opening or keeping fixed the background parameters, w 0, wa. We find that, although lensing-only forecasts provide significantly unconstrained results, the combination with angular clustering and the cross-correlation of all three considered tracers, GW, IM, resolved galaxies, leads to interesting and competitive constraints. This offers a novel and alternative path to both multi-tracing opportunities for cosmology and the modified gravity sector. This was testing gravity with gravitational waves dollar times dollar electromagnetic probes cross correlations by Giulio Scelfo et al.